As interest in the role of nutrition in health expands, we are seeing a number of new substances coming to market with the promise that they can reverse aging while improving health and vitality. Most of these claims are based on limited studies that are intriguing but not conclusive. We believe it is too soon to justify their routine inclusion in our nutritional program and encourage you to research them yourself before adding them to your nutritional program. S-adenosyl methionine, SAMI, is a natural compound that your body manufactures from the amino acid methionine. It is involved in many essential metabolic reactions, including the production of key brain chemicals. Studies on people with depression have suggested that at supplemental doses of 1,600 mg per day, over 60% will show improvement in their mood, often within 1 to 2 weeks. SAMI has only been available in the United States for a few years and remains expensive. It is usually sold in 200 mg tablets that can cost more than $2.50 per pill, so a standard dose may cost $20 per day. Side effects tend to be mild, but may include nausea, headaches, weakness, and rare palpitations. Some SAMI advocates discourage its use in bipolar disorder, suggesting that it can aggravate the manic phase. It has been used in lower doses of 800 mg per day to treat fibromyalgia. It is often recommended that SAMI be taken along with vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid to enhance its efficacy. SAMI may be an effective alternative to antidepressant medications, but if you are feeling persistently sad and depleted, please see your healthcare provider to discuss all potentially helpful treatment options, including SAMI. In 1990, an intriguing article on aging by Dr. Daniel Rudman and his colleagues appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine. Men between 60 and 80 years of age were given human growth hormone, HGH, injections 3 times a week for 6 months. At the completion of the study, the men who had received HGH shots had an increase in their lean body mass, a decrease in their fat content, and an increase in the thickness of their skin. Initially, these results were enthusiastically advertised as evidence that human growth hormone was the sought-after fountain of youth. Unfortunately, subsequent reports found that several undesirable side effects developed with its ongoing use. Growth hormone injections had to be discontinued in a number of men due to the development of carpal tunnel syndrome, edema, joint aches, or breast swelling. Other reports found that although a person developed greater muscle mass on human growth hormone, they did not increase their strength. In fact, adding growth hormone to a good exercise program did not add additional benefit. We do not believe that there is enough current evidence to support the long-term value of pharmacologically manipulating growth hormone levels. We will continue to follow the research in this area with great interest. Dehydroepiandrosterone, DHEA, a natural hormone produced by the adrenal glands, must have a purpose. But despite the fact that it was identified over 50 years ago, scientists have not yet determined what it does. It is known that we make very little DHEA during the first 10 years of life. We make a lot of it between the ages of 20 and 40, and then we gradually discontinue making it. So by the time we are 70, we have less DHEA than we had as teenagers. The effects of giving animals and people supplementary DHEA have yielded contradictory results, generating a lot of controversy. Some enthusiastic advocates promote DHEA as the anti-aging elixir, while most medical scientists believe that further study is necessary to determine its lasting benefits and risks to health. Among the thousands of studies on this intriguing chemical, there are reports that it can relieve depression, improve certain aspects of memory, reduce body fat, and enhance immunity. Unfortunately, for almost every study that suggests a benefit, there's usually another one that fails to support it. We believe that too many questions still need to be answered before we can endorse the routine use of this fascinating hormone. We'll continue to watch DHEA with great interest. In the meantime, we can take some reassurance from a study which showed that regular practitioners of meditation have higher DHEA levels than people who are not meditating.